This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Our manager's report with Mike Schilt is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And we're joined right now by the manager of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt. And Mike, last week I was off on Friday and AJ was on with us. And apparently he made a lot of fun of me while I wasn't here. So with Woods out sick today, the floor is yours if you want to return the favor for Woodsy this week.
No, I think I got on probation last year, so I want to play clean and good in the sandbox. I don't want any rip.
Right, fair enough. I was lucky enough to run into you on Tuesday when I was in the clubhouse.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
The day Luisa Rise was back, and I wanted to ask you. It looked like you were carrying a piece of pie through the. Was that pie you were eating on Tuesday?
No, sir. I don't eat pie.
It wasn't pie,
but I'm not sure.
You don't know.
I'm not sure what it was.
Wasn't all right. I thought I had whipped cream.
Ben's
on
been
it,
telling
so.
Us for like four days. It
looked
days
like a piece of pie, and I meant I wanted
pie.
To ask what you were having, and then I never asked you.
Yeah.
Now you've forgotten what it was you were eating on Tuesday. No
well,
worries.
I don't eat sweets, so I know it wasn't pie.
All right. He doesn't eat sweets. Well, that's healthy. That's a good life choice that
just
we should all we should all
spreading
misinformation
emulate. Over here, Ben.
No pie. Apparently not pie. All right. A lot has happened, obviously, since we talked 2 weeks ago, including the Luisa Rise collision at first base. In hindsight, now that he's back, how scary was that moment, and how glad are you to have Louie back on the field now?
Very glad for a lot of reasons. I mean, look, you know, just from a safety standpoint, just a health standpoint, concern for him, you know, the human side of it. Man, what a nasty collision. You know, you get out there, and we don't see a lot of collisions like that in our game, and, you know, I've done this for a while, and seen some, you know, mostly like hit by pitches up in the head region that are really super scary. But, you know, that was you get out there and, you know, he was still coming back to regaining consciousness when I got there. So, and he was just still, he was completely still as everybody saw. And it's like, oh man, wait a minute. What are we dealing with here? And, you know, so he kind of got back to us and started moving, you know, a little bit. And so clearly that was a relief. And, you know, so we played the game and, you know, the guys found a way to, you know, bring it home, but with a heavier heart. And, you know, immediately after the game, everybody's concerns for Louie. And thankfully he'd gotten back from the hospital and initial testing had checked out cognitively and from a CT standpoint physically. So that was a huge relief. We got to see him, you know, Louie's a big hugger. So, it's like, you know, don't hug him too hard, you know. But then the week was, you know, rightfully went in the concussion protocol and was able to get through that, you know, in the 7 days. Got the extra day on Monday to kind of get through. Got them back to baseball activity, you know, towards that end of that whole, you know, that week leading into the Giants series. And I was able to get back healthy and back to Louie Rise, who we love in all phases.
So glad to have him back. Now, you guys are in Pittsburgh tonight, PNC Park, and I know you know, certain guys like hit well in certain parks. They just like maybe the batter's eye. They feel comfortable there. I got this stat, though, from your guy Darren Feeney, and this was amazing. So I don't even know if you know this one. He says, you have managed 30 games at PNC Park in your career. You are 25-5 in those games. That is the highest winning percentage in the history of baseball among any manager at any major league park. You are ahead of Jim Muttry, who went 26-6 at Metropolitan Park, and George Wright, who was 34-8 at the Messer Street Grounds. Do managers feel comfortable and certain? Do they have a really good visiting clubhouse or office that you just really like it there at PNC Park, Mike?
You know, I can't answer that. You know, I like all the ballparks. The guys here are great. Kevin, the clubhouse guy's phenomenal. I enjoy the stadium. I like the city. You know, who's to say? Yeah, let's just figure out a way to win tonight and have a good series.
All right, you'll have Dylan Cease on the mound tonight. And I don't know, to me, he looks a lot like, you know, Dylan Cease from last season, but the results haven't been quite there. What are you seeing from Dylan? What are you looking from him for tonight? Anything different, or just you feel like if he keeps doing the same stuff, it's going to start working out a little bit better?
I think he's continues to get closer. He's, you know, listen, we have, you know, as does Dylan, high expectations, right? So anything short of those, it's like, what's wrong? And he still watch the stuff coming out, and, you know, A lot of balls fell in Sacramento. So that skewed a lot of his numbers. But outside of that game, you know, he's done more than his fair share to keep us in every game. Yeah, I think he's you know, been able to give us a chance. And the big thing probably he's still working on just the consistency and, you know, getting being able to repeat that plus-plus slider he's got. I think that's been one of the bigger keys for him is being able to get that to a good place where it's got the late depth. It's looking like a strike out of the hand that either ends up, you know, in a good part of the strike zone or just off that creates, you know, even more soft contact, which he gets a ton of. And this guy's really hard to barrel. No one's really barreled him. And that's the part that clearly is encouraging. But to get back to the swing and miss slider.
Talking to Mike Schilt, it's our manager's report, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. And I don't believe that at least the team has officially announced any starter beyond tonight. I know you're going to need a fifth starter here with six games in a row on this road trip. And there's also some weather possible in Pittsburgh the next couple of days. And I'm sure that all factors in. What's kind of the idea, the pitching plan going forward for this road trip?
Yeah, we'll have Vasquez start tomorrow, okay. And then we'll go TBD on Sunday, and then we'll pick up with Pivetta, King, and Cease in New York.
All right, Pivetta and King to start the series in New York, so they'll figure it out on Sunday. It's a little news from Mike Schilt here. Tonight is also, Mike, your first Apple TV game of the season. You've already had a couple of the ESPN Sunday night games where they, you know, interview you between innings and they mic up players. There's some extra segments and work. How do those work for you? Are they inconvenient or maybe you like them? I mean, what's it like when you get those national TV broadcasts?
Yeah, you know, when the game starts, we're just playing the game. You know, you don't know whether, at least for me, you know, you're aware it's Sunday night baseball because you're playing later in the day on Sunday. So, but once the game starts, it's not like, hey, this is, you know, I'm not overly thoughtful about it. The only thing different is, to your point, Ben, is the interviews. And I don't mind the interview in between an inning. We set it up earlier in the game. So, you know, because a lot of times in between innings, especially as we get later in the games, you know, there's conversations, decisions that need to be made. So clearly don't want those compromised. But earlier in the game's fine. Typically there's not anything that, you know, the only challenge I've had in the past is you know, when they started it, they tried to do it like during the game. And so that hasn't taken place as much over the last couple of years. But, you know, years ago, there was a situation where during the game, they wanted to do an interview. And, you know, we start off and Bader hit a double. And I was like, I got to go, you know, like I got to go manage the game.
I can see that. I can see
that. Love that too much. But, you know, anyway, it's fine, you know, have the in-game interview and you know, access is important to our game. And we'd also recognize that, you know, how this game works, you know, we're only here for, you know, from the access that we are able to give to the fans and the, you know, they're a part of how we and why we are able to do this. So want to make sure that we're grateful for that and giving what we can.
Well, we talked to Tricia Whitaker this morning earlier, and she's presumably the one who will be interviewing you for Apple. She seemed like a big fan, and she was looking forward to it, to seeing you tonight. So be nice to her, because she was nice to us.
I'm nice to everyone.
Yeah, I know you are. I know you always are.
All right, try my best, at least.
I mentioned your record at PNC Park. I did my own research for this one, and I know you're a baseball history buff. I've heard you talk about Jackie Robinson and the Negro Leagues, and you know, you've just been in the game for so long. So the next stop on this trip, Monday, Yankee Stadium. And I looked it up. Correct me if I'm wrong. You have never managed a big league game, Yankee Stadium. Is that something that you are looking forward to, checking off maybe the bucket list?
Yeah, that's cool. You know, I mean, it really is. You know, it's an unbelievable privilege to have the job that I have, especially for the San Diego Padres. And everything is so great about the Friar faithful and the city of San Diego and Petco Park and you know, of course, you know, I get to work with AJ, who I love, and, you know, top of the list is, you know, the kind of players we have. So, that, you know, you just get so grateful for all the different things and, you know, personally don't make it about me, but yeah, it is cool. You know, last year, I've been to it's just the way the quirky schedules work out. COVID was, got things a little sideways for the ability to go manage this in different places. And last year was able to, go to Baltimore, which is really cool to me because that's where my, mom and dad are from, that area. And my dad proposed my mom at the old Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. So that was super cool. The history of the Yankees, it's, the last ballpark that I have not managed in against the historic team, but I look forward to it.
Talking to Padres manager Mike Shildt this morning on Ben and Woods. It's the manager's report brought to you by EcoWater SoCal. Mike, we were talking earlier about Luis Arraez. You had Jason Hayward return to the lineup this week as well. Still missing quite a few guys, most notably, Jackson Merrill, Jake Cronenworth, Brandon Lockridge, Yu Darvish behind them. Did any of those guys make the trip yet? I saw that there has been some action out in Arizona, some game action. I'm just curious if there's any updates. I know you did talk about it on Wednesday after the game, but has anything changed in the last 48 hours with any of those guys?
They're still moving to a good spot. They're all getting closer, some closer than others, but they're all getting close, and all are tracking to be able to join us. Locke, Jackson, and Crony to join us at some point on this trip. And so we're encouraged by all that.
All right. I wanted to ask you this, and I'm curious because this is one of your longer road trips, three cities, East Coast. What's your hotel routine on the road? First of all, do you unpack everything, every city, or do you just keep it in the suitcase because you know you're going to have to move on? Do you make like coffee or tea in the room with the little pods they give you, or do you go downstairs, just get it at the ballpark? And how often do you order room service, if you ever do, at the team hotel?
Okay, lots to unpack. Be happy to share.
Well, or not unpack, as it were.
Yeah, fair. Reasonable. On the packing front, I carry two bags. And, if you've done this a while like I have, you kind of get used to the scene. I always wear a sport coat on the road because I think it represents the team appropriately. And, always hang that up with the shirt. So that's ready to go for the next trip. I pack really pretty lightly. I carry my own pillow, because hotel pillows can be, fairly different.
Yep.
So I keep continuity there. Sleep's important. I don't drink coffee or tea.
Okay.
I'm not a huge breakfast guy. So effectively, days off are a little bit different, but in our schedule, I got here today at the ballpark, left the hotel at 10 o'clock, woke up, read a little bit of the Bible, if you really are curious about my consistency of my routine.
They usually have one in every hotel room.
I think they do. I carry my own.
Nice. All right,
But yeah, then I walk over to the ballpark and get ready, and I usually... My first meal is usually the meal at the ballpark around 1 o'clock or so. I don't know if I answered everything.
You did. No room service then, because you eat in at the ballpark and you don't have breakfast.
Room service is typically on a day off.
Yeah.
But more like yesterday I'd prefer to, go get something locally, get out, move around a little bit, enjoy the city I'm in to a degree, and then only time I typically do room service is if, we travel and we get in kind of a little bit later and I'm still a little bit hungry. I might grab some wings or something.
Last thing for me, Shilty, and I think I know the answer that you're going to give. I'm just curious, though. Now, in three tilts with the Pirates, two last year and the one you're about to start later today, you guys have missed Paul Skeens, one of the top pitchers in baseball. Do you look at that and go, "Ooh, glad we missed that guy," or do you and your guys go, I want the best. I want to take this guy on." I'm just curious when you saw that you probably weren't going to have to face him again this weekend.
A little both, quite frankly. I love the competition. Our guys enjoy it. You want to compete. You want everybody. You want to be healthy. You want the other team to be healthy. You want everybody at their best, and everybody gets their best shot at it. And we have, missed him the last, three series we played this club. They come to our place, so we'll see what that looks like. But, I'd like to see him, I'd like to compete against him. We'll take it as it comes.
Mike, really appreciate it. Good answers today, and have a good road trip. Good luck to the team, and we'll see you when you guys get back to San Diego in about a little under 2 weeks. It's going to be a long one. Good luck.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Always enjoy our time. Appreciate you guys.
There he is, Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres, and our manager's report refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.